The Bakers of Weber's Bread present your All-Star Western Theater. Recorded earlier for release at this time.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood comes your All-Star Western Theater, starring America's great western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, bringing you the music, the stories, and the spirit of the great open spaces. And now, here are the Riders of the Purple Sage.
Yippee-ay, yippee-o, in the day, home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him at the gate of the home corral.
When each new day is born, I go riding.
Yippee-ay,
o'er the wide open plains I roam. Till the sun to the hills goes high. There'll always be someone glad when I come home.
Yippee-ay, yippee-o, in the day home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him at the gate of the home corral.
There's a tired pony glad that it's over.
Yippee-ay,
with a song in my heart, so am I. For tonight we'll be dreaming of clover.
Yippee-ay,
and we always will until the day we die.
Yippee-ay, yippee-o, in the day home we go. For a cowboy has to sing, and a cowboy has to yell, or his heart would break inside of him at the gate of the home corral.
Hello, friends. It's nice to be back with you again, and a privilege to bring you our western songs and stories. And right now, we'd like to sing for you our first phonograph recording, Hang Your Head in Shame.
Don't your conscience ever bother you. Every time you hear my name, try and think of all that I've gone through and hang your head in shame. Someone came along and took my place. Then you gave me all the blame. You should go somewhere and hide your face and hang your head in shame.
Just your little game. Now look back at all the harm you've done and hang your head in shame.
You don't miss me since we've been apart. I wish I could say the same. How you broke my trusting heart and hang your head in shame.
Well, Foy and the Riders of the Purple Sage form a harmonious group, whether they're singing or adventuring. They just naturally go well together. There's another naturally good combination many of you know, Weber's Bread, and any mealtime occasion. Breakfast toast? Weber's makes flavor-rich toast. Golden crisp on the outside, softly tender within. Luncheon sandwiches? Fresh, fine-textured Weber's Bread makes any spread taste better. After-school snacks? will just hand the youngsters a slice of Weber's bread and jam. It's extra good, extra nourishing, because Weber's bread is enriched with important B vitamins. Yes, Weber's is the perfect companion for any meal, any time. Buy a loaf of good Weber's bread. You'll like it. Riders of the Purple Sage have recently completed an all-color picture for Republic Studios. And in that picture, they sang a song which was written by Foy Willing and Sid Robbins. The title of the song, California.
California, sunshine's longer, hearts are stronger, California.
It grows on ya.
Trees are taller, cares are smaller, California.
Gonna hitch my wagon, saddle up my horse. I'm heading for the place I love the best.
I'm gonna keep a riding till I'm positive.
I get right to the ocean and I can't go further west, California.
Nights are brighter, days are lighter, California.
There I'll join ya.
I won't fail to hit the trail to California. Stronger, California.
It grows on ya.
Trees are taller, cares are smaller, California.
Gonna hitch my wagon, saddle up my horse. I'm heading for the place I love the best.
I'm gonna keep a riding till I'm positive.
I get right to the ocean and I can't go further west, California.
Nights are brighter, days are lighter, California.
There I'll join ya.
I won't fail to hit the trail to California.
Trail to California,
California.
Trail to California.
Time again now for Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage to tell another story of the West. Today, it's the story they call simply The Sheriff. Maps of the West are dotted with small towns, which, accurately enough, are really small towns. One such town is an out-of-the-way county seat, which we'll call Cameron. Directly across the street from the county sheriff's office is an establishment known as the Black Cat, where certain liquid refreshments are dispensed for cash money. And into this town of Cameron ride Foy Willing, Al Sloy, and Johnny Paul, the riders of the Purple Sage. They're riding in easy because, strange as it may seem, they have a few cents among them, and a pleasant jingle of money in their jeans relieves them of care faster than a pretty girl's smile.
Well, boys, this is Cameron.
Yeah, and I'd like something to wet my whistle with. There's a place called the Black Cat, so why not?
All right. Let's tie him up and step inside.
Well, Mank, what do you think?
Well, they're strangers, all right, Sheriff.
They are that. And if my guesser ain't out of whack, they're three jobless cowpunchers.
Oh, looks that way.
And three jobless cowpunchers, which is strangers around here, is just what we're looking for, ain't it, Mank?
Oh, yeah, sure, Sheriff.
And what do you say you and me mosey over to the Black Cat and engage them three likely strangers in polite conversation?
Looks like the freeloaders is here again.
The usual for Mike and me, Eddie.
You got some long folding green in your pocket?
Why, Eddie, you shouldn't talk like that in front of our three strangers here. You might give them the wrong impression. Ain't that right, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
It might give them impression, but it won't be wrong.
There. What does that look like to you?
Well, a cartwheel. I wouldn't have believed
it. A couple of glasses and the bottle, please, Eddie.
Just as soon as I bite the silver dollar. Okay. Yeah?
Oh, well, wait a minute, Mike. We ain't being very polite to the strangers. You boys join us?
Well, what do you say, boys?
Sure, I guess
so. Okay, Eddie. Three more cups of coffee.
Coming right up. Get out 15 cents more, Sheriff.
did you say coffee?
We like it. Especially with 2 spoons of sugar. You don't mind if we drink coffee, do you?
Why, of course not. Mike, let's step over and meet these fellas here. I'm the sheriff in this county, boys.
Yeah. We didn't think that was a Boy Scout badge you were wearing there.
And this here is my deputy, Mike Marcel.
Well, this is Johnny Paul sitting here next to me, and sitting next to him is Al Sloy. I'm Boy Willie.
Pleased to meet all of you, aren't we, Mike?
Oh, yeah, sure, Sheriff.
Here's your coffee, gents. Sheriff?
All right.
Oh, it's the red letter day for me. I'll mark this on the calendar big.
Well, your health, Sheriff.
And yours, Boy, Johnny, Al. That's better.
Sure is, Sheriff. Especially with 2 spoons of sugar.
Oh, you're quite a boy, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny's a regular rootin', tootin', rip, snortin' car.
Oh, I can see that, all right. And I can make a guess he's a real good cowpuncher, too.
Now we get to it.
I beg your pardon, boy?
Well, I don't mean to be impolite, Sheriff. Especially after you were nice enough to buy us coffee. But if you lift our hats and look real close, you'll find we're kind of dry behind here.
I don't get how you mean, boy.
Well, it's like I say. I don't want to be impolite. But you'll admit that the sheriff doesn't walk into a place and buy 3 strange cowboys a cup of coffee without he's got a real good reason to. Ain't that so?
Boy, you've got a brain. And a brain is a thing I like to see in a man. Mike, didn't I say to you when I seen this guy here, boy, walking in here, didn't I say to you that there's a cowboy that looks and acts like he's got a brain?
You sure did, Sheriff.
You're darn tootin'.
So, what's the pitch?
Well, I'll put it to you straight, boy. Your boy's working.
No, and we ain't just about to.
Not unless the pay's awful high and the work's awful easy.
We ain't never heard of a job like that.
Then you haven't talked to me.
What?
Sheriff, you mean you're offering us a job?
That's what I mean, boy.
But we aren't exactly looking for work.
The men I want to do this job are men who have sense enough to keep a couple of pennies to rub together in their pockets.
Well, of course we aren't going to say no for sure until we know what the job is.
Now, that's the way to talk. Isn't that the way to talk, Mike?
Oh, yeah, sure, Sheriff.
You betcha. Now, here's what the job is, boys.
I don't want to be no deputy sheriff.
Me neither. And have all them cootie characters shooting at you all the time, what, ain't healthy.
Al, Johnny, give the sheriff a chance, why don't you?
Yeah, give me a chance, boys. I don't want to make no deputies out of you. I just want you to move some cattle 100 miles to the north for me.
Well, riding herd, that's different.
Maybe, but it still works.
How many head of cattle, Sheriff?
Oh, be around 500-600 head, I reckon.
And what are you paying?
$100 apiece to each of you boys.
Boy, if he's paying like that, he must want us to carry every dad-blurm steer on our backs.
Sheriff, you mean you'll pay each of us $100 just to move some cattle 100 miles?
Yeah, that's right, boy.
In which direction? Straight up, likely.
100 miles to the north.
Well, that's real high pay. I don't get it.
Boy, if you'd tried to hire cowhands lately, you'd get it. I've got to get them cattle moved. I've got to have cowhands to move them. And I've got to pay to get cowhands. Now, let's quit the chit-chatting. You boys take the job?
Well, with pay like that, Sheriff, I guess you got yourself 3 cowhands.
Fine and dandy. Now come across to the office with me, and I'll give you the details. Just step over here so you can look at this map on my office wall, boys. Now, this here is where we are. Camera.
A little bitty old town, ain't it?
Now, look, you see, 5 miles out of town here, there's a double range of hills with a valley in between. That's the hills there, see?
Hey, ain't that Tehorn Valley, Sheriff?
That's right, Al.
Oh, know it well. In my time, I've roasted many a jackrabbit over a campfire in that valley.
Well, then, if you know the valley, you know that at the other end of it, 100 miles north, there's a hill called Castle Rock.
Oh, yeah, sure. You know it, boy.
All right. I'm not real certain.
Oh, you know where Castle Rock's at. I know you do.
I'm not sure, Johnny. You understand?
I don't get it.
Me neither.
What about this here Castle Rock, Sheriff?
Castle Rock is where you turn the cattle over to Jeff Hogan.
Oh? Who's Jeff Hogan?
He's my partner.
In what?
Crime.
Being a sheriff, jokes like that don't tickle my risibilities, Al.
Oh. Sheriff, is this Jeff Hogan going to have some boys there to take over?
That's right, Ford.
Well, that's all right. But I'm going to ask you something. How do you know we won't drive them cattle due east and forget about Mr. Hogan? You don't know us very well.
You don't know me very well either, boy. And if you'll take a good look behind my ears, you'll find I'm dry, too.
You got something figured out, huh, Sheriff?
I sure have. I told you I'd give you $100 apiece. Well, I'll give you $25 apiece now. When Hogan takes over the cattle, he'll give you a receipt for him. You'll bring that receipt back to me, and I'll give you the other $75 apiece.
Oh.
Fair enough?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough.
All right. Be here at 5 o'clock in the morning. Mike will take you to the cattle, and he'll have the $25 apiece for you, too.
Okay. Come on, boys.
Oh, by the way, Sheriff.
Yes, Fort?
Will you draw a map of them hills and the valley so we'll be sure and we won't lose the trail?
You'll get a map. Mike will have it for you in the morning.
That's good. See you later.
Sure. Draw a map. The cowboy's too smart for his tight britches. Mike!
Reach for the sky, partner.
Oh, put those pistols away and wake up.
I guess I must have been taking 40 words.
Where'd I put that other map?
Oh, it's in top cubbyhole in your desk, Sheriff.
Oh, yeah. Draw a map. Here, Mike. Give this to those dumb cowboys in the morning. You're to meet them here at 5 o'clock and take them to the cattle.
Oh, yeah, sure, Sheriff.
Now, you better get the fellas together and get ready for tonight. And no slip-ups. Cut out as many as you can. Don't fool around.
Oh, yeah, sure, Sheriff. Daybreak soon. You boys better get going.
Give us our money and we'll get started.
Oh, yeah, sure. Here you are. $75.
Got the map for us, Mike?
Oh, yeah, sure, Foy. In my shirt pocket here. Here it is.
Oh, torn out of a printed map, huh?
Uh-huh.
Mike, will you write the fella's name on it that's going to take over from us?
Hogan?
Yeah, Hogan. I'm liable to forget.
Well, sure, only I ain't got a pencil.
Right here.
Oh, okay.
Just write, what's his first name again?
Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. Just write a little note to him, if you will, Mike. Sort of an introduction-like.
Okay, if you want.
Write, Jeff Hogan, this is Foy Willing, Al Slow, and Johnny Paul, that the sheriff hired to bring the cattle to you. Then sign your name, Mike Marsalis.
Oh, yeah, sure, Foy.
Again, Sheriff.
Yeah, I know, Mr. Cameron. I heard about it a little while ago.
Around 500 head of my cattle.
And you lost about half that many to them rustlers about a month ago.
What are you going to do about it?
I've been working on this since the last time, Mr. Cameron. I was ready for them rustlers this time.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means I've been doing some detecting work.
Detecting work? What kind of talk is that for a sheriff? 750 head of cattle been rustled right under your red nose, and you've got the nerve to sit there and say that you've been doing some detecting work. I want those rustlers caught, do you understand?
I certainly do understand, Mr. Cameron, and I'll have them rustlers within 48 hours.
Well, that's something I want to see.
And it's something I want you to see, Mr. Cameron. You may not think much of my detective work, but I know exactly where them rustlers will be 48 hours from now.
Yeah, where?
Midway between Eagle Rock and this end of Tejon Valley. There's three of them. They'll be riding toward here. The criminals return to the scene of the crime with evidence. A receipt for the cattle.
And what are you going to do about it?
Well, of course, Mr. Cameron, the sheriff, it's my duty to arrest him and hold him for trial. But if you and a bunch of your boys overpower me and take him away from me and string him up, I can't hardly do nothing about it, can I?
When are you going to start after him?
About 36 hours from now. And I can't hardly prevent you and your boys riding along with me, can I?
No. You can't hardly prevent me and my boys from riding along with you. Not hardly.
That must be him riding toward us.
Yeah.
Must be.
Okay, boys. You made pretty good time.
You, Jeff Hogan?
That's right.
You got boys to take over?
Yeah.
Well, then there ain't nothing for us to do but get a receipt from you and head back to Cameron.
Here's your receipt.
Oh, thanks. Receive cattle, J.H. Well, it ain't much of a receipt, but I guess it'll do.
It'll do. Talkative cuss, ain't he?
Yeah.
Real friendly western type fella, too.
Okay, boys, let's head back.
Turner, something about this whole deal don't sound fishy to me.
You're not just talking through your hat there, Johnny.
Well, of course it was the sheriff that hired us.
Yeah, but it sure seems funny to me that all them cattle were branded with a K. Hey, boys, pull up.
Whoa,
that the sheriff and Mike riding towards us?
That's what I mean.
Looks like them. Hello there, Sheriff. Come to welcome us back?
Put your hands up, boys, and don't give me no trouble.
Yeah, sure. Put them up.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sheriff. You forgot who we are? Well, we're the smart cowboys you hired, and you owe us $75 apiece.
I never seen you before in my life. Put your hands up.
Well, switch my horse's tail to you, mister, and fork over the rest of our pay.
Boys, put your hands up.
But, boys...
Put your hands up. I begin to see it now.
The three of you are under arrest.
For what?
Rustling cattle.
Boy, you mealy-mouthed, no-account, two-faced...
All right, me and the boys will take over now, Sheriff.
Why, Mr. Cameron, where did you come from?
Never mind, we'll take over.
Now, Mr. Cameron, it's my sworn duty to tell you I have these cattle rustlers under arrest, and you got no right to interfere with the due processes of law.
What's the matter with you, Sheriff? We ain't cattle rustlers, and you know it. You hired us to move them cattle.
You think you're pretty darn clever, don't you, trying to implicate me? Well, it ain't going to work for us.
Me and the boys will take over now, Sheriff.
Now, Mr. Cameron.
We'll take over.
Mr. Cameron.
You better talk fast, son.
Do you spell your name with a K?
Sure, everybody knows that.
Uh-huh. Getting clearer all the time.
If you're taking over, Mr. Cameron, you'd better move fast, else I'm taking him back to jail.
Mr. Cameron, I guess you're looking for this as evidence against us, aren't you?
Yeah, the receipt.
See, I told you, Cameron, that proves it.
Received cattle, J.H. Yeah, that's what you said they'd have, Sheriff.
But the sheriff didn't tell you that we'd have this, did he?
What's that?
It's a piece of a map you gave Mike to give us.
That's a lie.
Oh, no, it ain't, Sheriff, and I'll prove it. Here, Mr. Cameron, read what's written on the back.
There ain't nothing written on the back.
How do you know?
Go ahead. Read it, Mr. Cameron.
Sheriff Hogan. This is Boy Willing, Al Slowey, and Johnny Paul, that the sheriff hired to bring the cattle to you. Mike Marcel.
Mike!
Stop! Hey, no!
Sheriff, don't shoot! Mike.
I shouldn't have done that to me.
Mike, listen.
I shouldn't have shot.
You're dying. You better confess. Come close, Mr. Cameron.
Yeah, I'm right here.
You did write this note, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah.
And the sheriff did hire us to move the cattle, didn't he?
Sure.
The sheriff's the boss of the cattle rustlers, isn't he, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
Well, I guess that clears that up. Sheriff?
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Cameron.
Cattle rustling and murder. I guess you won't be with us very long.
But I can explain everything.
You men take him in and put him in
the
jail.
No, don't.
And a couple of you put Mike's body on his horse and take him to the embalming parlor. Boys, you didn't know that you were doing it, but you helped us catch that guy.
Well, I'm glad we did, Mr. Cameron.
Well, we lost $75 apiece on the deal.
We sure did.
Yeah, and I'd just like to point out the moral in this. Don't ever take a job that's offered to you, especially if you don't need it.
Boy and the boys were lucky to get a chance to speak their piece. After all, suspected cattle rustlers usually weren't given much consideration. Fortunately, the boy's story was short and convincing. Weber's story is short and convincing, too. It doesn't take a lot of words to tell you that Weber's bread is good bread. Fine texture, soft, fresh, and tasty. And come to think of it, isn't that just what you want bread to be? And as for the convincing part of the Weber's bread story, what's more convincing than the fact that hundreds of thousands of Southern California housewives buy only Weber's bread, the good bread in the famous blue and white check gingham wrapper? Another convincing statement about Weber's bread is this. There is scarcely a grocery store, large or small, anywhere in Southern California that doesn't proudly display and sell good Weber's bread. Won't you try a loaf soon?
Now, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage are ready to open the book of great Western songs and select one which will always be a favorite wherever Western music finds an audience. What's today's choice, Boy?
One of the greatest of all time, Terry. Cool Water.
Cool Water. All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water,
old am I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water.
Cool water,
clear
water,
water, keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water. Cool water.
But with the dawn I wake and yawn and carry on to water. Cool water, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
Dan's feet are sore, he's yearning for just one thing more than water.
Cool water. And way up there he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water.
Cool water,
clear water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me?
We've reached the end of the trail again, friends. We're always glad when you can be with us, and we invite you to join us again next week. Heard with us in our story were Bill Boucher, Stan Waxman, Don Diamond, and Terry O'Sullivan. This is Foy Willing speaking for the Riders of the Purple Sage, saying so long and good luck to all of you.
Drifting along, singing a song under a western moon.
From Hollywood, you've heard Gerald's Star Western Theater, a B.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. This script was written and directed by Scott Farnworth. This is Terry O'Sullivan speaking. You've been listening to your All-Star Western Theater, recorded earlier for release at this time. And don't forget to listen again next week and every week at this same time for the All-Star Western Theater. This program came to you from Columbia Square. All-Star Western Theater. This program came to you from Columbia Square.